If during the course of working with an actively moderate client, they present with high or immediate risk, then you would encourage voluntary hospitalization. For example, maybe they present as actively psychotic or intoxicated, or in some other way they're displaying unpredictable or impulsive behavior, or maybe they're making statements of a plan to harm themselves, etc. In this case, if the client refuses to be hospitalized voluntarily, then you would arrange for evaluation for an involuntary hold via your site's LPS authorized staff. These are clinicians who are authorized to write psychiatric legal holds for danger to self, as well as for danger to others or grave disability. So for adults, this is code 5150, for minors, 5585. But what if this happens and you're not physically with the client? So they present with high or immediate risk while you're providing the session over the phone or by video. In this case, you'd call the DMH access number or 911 or local law enforcement, and then stay engaged with the client on the call or video until the responders arrive. The access number is 800-854-7771, and they can deploy the PMRT for crisis evaluation. So this information written in red here is found in the Managing Crisis Interventions in the COVID-19 Era document that's posted on PC Web and can be accessed by clicking on the link at the bottom of the page. This document also includes important reminders regarding after-hours calls, so that you turn off your cell phone at 5 p.m. on workdays and keep it off over the weekend and on holidays, unless you're designated to be the on-call clinician. Also, to make sure that your outgoing voicemail message instructs clients to call your site's main office number so that they can be connected to the on-call clinician if they're needing assistance after hours or on the weekend, or for them to call 911 if they're experiencing a life-threatening emergency. And then, this document also reminds us to review this information with our clients to ensure that they understand it, how the on-call procedure works.